Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola. What? Don't look at me like that. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew, and Jenna's giving me a look.
Good morning.
You think I'm too loud?
Happy Monday.
I'm trying to wake people up. They're on the way home. Yep. I mean, on the way to work.
On our way to work.
Yeah.
Or the way home. Yep.
Yeah. On the way home is what I used to do. Now I'm filling in for Andrew for people on the way to work. So Bobby Rossi, Jenna Barr, and of course Candy keeping the ship upright, and David Wayne over there in the newsroom getting ready for an update here in another 15 minutes.
Yep.
Like that, yeah.
And we'll get a look at traffic here in about 4 minutes. But first, this is news that's kind of developing here in Escambia County, in North Escambia County. And according to NorthEscambia.com, this is the news for Molino, Bratt, Walnut Hill, McDavid, Century, and Cantonment, right? So according to NorthEscambia.com, Century failed to test their drinking water from January 1st, 2022 to December 31st, 2022. This testing included the required drinking water quality tests for lead, copper, as well as two other contaminants, right? But as well as, let's see, there are other nitrates and nitrites. So all sorts of contaminants.
That's like runoff from farming, you know, right? So they're the pesticides,
yeah,
and stuff like that. That's what the nitrates and nitrites. So they're like, you get a little bit of pharmaceuticals in your water, be all right. Or maybe they're just so confident in their filtering system. They're like, we're so confident we don't even need to test. We know it's going to pull all the lead out and all of the copper and all the nitrates.
Well, and if you live in that area and sometimes it's spotty, you try to get us, you listen on the app, right? News Radio Pensacola app. But if you're listening in your car, you can listen through the app, but you can also find us at 95.3.
Yeah, if you're headed up that way.
Yep, in North Escambia area. But what are your thoughts? 850-437-1620. I think that when this happens, it really like irks me when it happens in lower income areas. Poorer areas, which Century is known for. We go back to Flint, Michigan. Flint was known for. And so it's just sad that that is just looked over. And whoever's in charge of it, sorry, but, you know.
Well, Century has had issues. And I was mentioning this before, and a texter actually confirmed it. Century's been having a lot of issues with leadership up there. When it comes to the mayor, when it comes to the city council, even. And I forgot, just a couple of years ago, they realized, hey, we haven't been charging residents for natural gas. Like, they just weren't sending the bills out for like a full year or maybe even longer.
Nobody spoke up. That's amazing.
Yeah, they're like, I haven't gotten a bill for my gas. I'm just going to go ahead and just not. Right? Who's going to do it?
Shut up.
Hey, you guys haven't charged me and my friends for. Yeah, exactly. The neighbors are like, will you keep your mouth shut? Why don't you move to Jay?
Honestly.
All right. We don't need you tattling on us, not paying our. And so they've obviously had some dysfunction, not sending out bills for natural gas, and now not testing the water for a full year. Now, I don't know what the regular testing schedule is. I don't know if they, other municipalities, if they test like monthly, they test quarterly, or anything like this. But
well, I thought it was like quarterly. I don't know if it's monthly.
But you at least think at some point in the year, like.
No, yeah, right? You're right. And this was for the entire year of 2022.
Full year. Mm-hmm. They didn't touch it. So that's kind of surprising. And so now it's going to make you wonder, like, okay, are we going to start getting some people finding out that they were maybe a little bit more sick last year or something like that?
I really hope not. I hope that it was A-okay and maybe they just didn't test. That's what I'm hoping, because we really don't want anything negative to come from this other than, hey, leadership needs to be fixed.
Right.
Tests need to be run. But thankfully, we dodged this bullet and nobody was hurt. So that's what we're hoping for in Century. And of course, you can find that article at northescambia.com. Good morning. If you're just tuning in, it's 8:15. You're listening to the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Jenna Barr with Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay. Let's get our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Hey, brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service, and they're on Davis Highway. They're bringing you traffic this morning. Fairfield not showing any problems. All clear from 12th Avenue all the way through to Palafox and W Street. That's traffic on the fives, and if you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
President or former President Donald Trump says that Ron DeSantis should get out now while the getting is good. And he said in a series of posts on Truth Social that Ron is trying to desperately get out of the presidential race while at the same time saving face for 2028. So he goes on and basically says he's wanting to get out now because it hasn't been going as well as he thought it would. Now, at the same time, a report came out late last week that Governor DeSantis has raised over $21 million in his first 6 weeks running, which is a pretty big haul. Governor DeSantis laughs off any media narratives that his 2024 campaign is crumbling. At the same time, a recent poll in Iowa shows that Trump's lead has expanded over DeSantis by 23 points. Then over the weekend, in case you missed this one, the Iowa Republican Party has scheduled the presidential caucuses for January 15th. So that'll be the very first presidential vote for a primary will be January 15th for the Republicans. Then I think the 23rd is when the Democrats will have theirs, which will actually be in South Carolina. And so they've moved it up. This is going to be the earliest that we've had the Iowa caucuses ever, I believe. It's usually the first Monday of February. That's definitely what it was in 2020 and 2016. So it's going to be here before we know it. I have to admit, I'm a little surprised, Jenna, that Governor DeSantis, once he got in the race, I thought he was going to build momentum and close the gap on Trump. Instead, looks like Trump is continually increasing his lead.
I'm surprised as well, but people who are on the Trump train, they're on it and moving forward. They're chugging along. I've noticed that. I know people and I've seen videos where it even claims that DeSantis is part of the New World Order, and he's like, I mean, there are these, you know, asinine claims, and that he's just a secret elitist. Oh, yeah. And, you know, you name it, right? So when you're on the Trump train, when you've made your mind up, right, it's really hard. It's people who, when you keep an open mind and you see like what else could be out there, I think then you have the opportunity to actually learn more about the candidate and what they stand for and see their record. I mean, Trump had 4 years in office after being a businessman, right? Then lost, has constantly been in the news, and is constantly being impeached or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Now you have DeSantis, who's been a successful governor, and yet people still hate him.
I will say, I do think, so I mentioned this during DeSantis's debate with Charlie Crist when he was running for governor, that he seemed to be a little angry in that debate. And I felt like if he was going to do a national campaign, that would not come off very well.
Like two angry people, because like it'd be an orange angry person versus a not orange person. Yeah,
yes.
I feel you. But you know what? We still have time to see how it unfolds. And I'm hoping that DeSantis just ups his game.
Got a couple of texts about the Century situation.
Yeah.
As we were talking about that. Century is reportedly now, or reportedly did not test their water for the full year of 2022.
Yeah.
And so we got a text here. Maybe the town of Century uses the revenue from selling the natural gas to help pay for the water test. Another one text. What happens to all the federal state money given to Century for sewage treatment plant? Century fails has been the first two words in articles from North Escambia and summarizes the perpetually poor city leadership there.
Well said.
Yeah.
Well said. But like I said before, I'm really hoping it didn't negatively impact anybody or negatively impact anybody too much or detrimentally, right?
Yeah, hopefully they just didn't test, but the water was still clean the whole time.
And
they just didn't test, but now hopefully they are testing. I mean, that's the thing about this article is we don't know if they are testing now.
Well, let's hope.
So maybe, I mean, now hopefully they will be. But one thing back to Trump real quick, and we'll take a break, is I just found this out yesterday. So Trump had established an anti-trafficking council.
Yes.
And when President Biden
Ivanka
got in office,
was in, she spearheaded it.
She spearheaded it, yes. Mm-hmm. And when Biden got into office, he disbanded it.
Disassembled it, disbanded, took away all the funding for it. Yes, yeah. Immediately. It was one of the first things that he removed.
So one of the reasons I found out about that, that I didn't even know that Trump organized an anti-trafficking council, was the way I found out about it is because I just watched the movie Sound of Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about that, when we come back next, right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT Impact Resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
Any kind of a plumbing need, you've got a leak, you've got a drip, you've got a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet or you turn on the faucet. By the way, those things don't heal themselves, right? Or you just want to recover your Tupperware from underneath the sink. Listen, be an adult, fix the problem. They never go away on their own. Barberry Plumbing, flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. No questions, no surprises. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more Wednesday at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're listening to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Jenna Barr alongside Bobby Rossi as well as Candy Cullerton.
That's my new phrase now.
Oi.
Yeah. Oi. You have to do it in the...
Oi.
Yeah, like from...
Oi, AC/DC?
No, we don't have to do AC/DC right now, no. This is from Ted Lasso. Oi. From Roy.
I haven't seen that show yet.
Oh.
We have Apple. I hear it's great.
It's fantastic.
It's won every award, so I can't imagine it not being Gracie's favorite show.
Yeah.
It is Gracie's favorite show.
And so, I think Joe's, too.
Oi. It's 8:24, so I want to get some... headlines in the newsroom before we do traffic. David.
Compare notes on this? Notice a pattern?
Who's talking like that?
Who was that? That's
whose
weird.
Whose voice is this talking about the patterns?
Anyway, go ahead.
Sorry about that. The former sports doctor serving prison time for sexually assaulting female athletes was reportedly stabbed several times yesterday. That's Larry Nassar. The attack happened at the United States Penitentiary Coleman. That's in Wildwood, Florida, I believe. Officials say Nassar was stabbed in both the back and the chest, and he's reportedly in stable condition. Congress is back in session today after the 4th of July break. They're working in the House of Representatives on the National Defense Authorization Act. And in the Senate, the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee working on establishing ethics standards for Supreme Court justices. And Bobby, you know, the Facebook Meta group, they launched their competitor for Twitter recently, Threads. Apparently more than 100 million people have already signed up for it. And that's in less than a week now.
I have not.
I cannot with another platform.
I can't do another social media.
No. So dumb. And then they're cross-posting onto Instagram and like all this garbage coming at my face. Like, what are you doing? You don't have enough things to do? I have so much to do. I have three. You want to come to my house? You don't have nothing to do? Come clean my toilets. Like, I have stuff to do. People.
Yes, that's what people want to do. Instead of posting, they would much rather come over and clean your toilets.
I'm just saying, what are y'all doing with your time?
Not cleaning toilets.
Yeah, they probably have really icky houses.
Hey, so you don't need to have social media to have a dirty house. Ask me how I know.
<That's> I'm just right. saying. All right. I'm sorry. That was a negative rant.
Well, here's the other thing, though. Threads, it is connected to your Instagram, mm-hmm. and you can't delete Threads without deleting your Instagram.
Yep. No so
a lot
way.
Of, so a lot of people are you know, complaining about that.
Oh, which I get. Boy.
Yeah. That was definitely one of those catch-22 things. They got you. You just got bamboozled.
Yeah, because now you can't get rid of the Threads. You're like, oh, I'm going to get rid of all my phone. My sister only uses Instagram. That's basically like her photo album for her kids. And because like
now it's the government's too.
She takes all the pictures and everything like that. And then she has some sort of service that like prints off the books.
Right. Or, yeah, or that's like right. This. Yeah. So printer picks will just do your thingy. That's neat.
So that's why she uses the Instagram is just to, that's like her family album type thing. And so anyway, Traffic on the Fives.
Traffic on the Fives brought to you by Knox Pest Control. That's their family serving your family since 1929. For more info on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. That's Knox with a K, K-N-O-X. Knox knocks them out. I-10 East and Westbound clear right now. Not showing any issues with any of the on or off ramps. I-110 North and Southbound also traveling at posted speeds. All exits and on ramps clear as well. It's Traffic on the Fives. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependent.
So you heard David right there talking about the disgraced doctor, Larry Nassar.
You remember him. It's disgusting.
Oh, yes.
So disgusting.
He's in jail because he sexually assaulted hundreds of children. And in the USA Gymnastics mm-hmm. And things like that. So that leads us to the review of Sound of Freedom, the film that came out last week, July 4th. And last week was supposed to be all about Indiana Jones, yet Sound of Freedom has shocked everybody with a $40 million week. And it was a $14 million budget. It's brought in $40 million. And this
is... If you've seen it, text in 437-1620, because I actually want to know if you saw it and what you thought. Mm-hmm. I want to know opinions.
So I saw Sound of Freedom... So when I saw the title, Sound of Freedom, I thought, I'm going to go see this. Like, Sound of Freedom... I'm thinking Blue Angels. I'm going to go see this because that's the Sound of Freedom. And then I saw a trailer and I went, okay, I'll be honest. I saw the trailer and I had to pause it and just sob for a little bit. I was not ready for that. I was ready for like Blue Angels type stuff. And instead it's about sex trafficking
of children. Yeah.
Of like little children. And I was like, because I'm one of those like sometimes I just want to stick my head in the sand on that thing. Like, it's too deep. It's too heavy. But I was convinced to go and watch it. So I did. But I want to go over to Jenna for this one. Jenna, tell us about the movie.
So without using too much time, because we have about a minute and a half before we take a break, the movie itself depicts the story of Tim Ballard, who is the founder of Operation Underground Railroad, also known as OUR Rescue, as well as the Nazarene Fund, by the way. He also founded that. And he was in the CIA, worked with catching pedophiles
Department
and criminals.
Homeland Security.
Oh, yeah, that was right. I'm sorry. And he was like 2 months away from receiving his pension, retiring, and he quit right there on the spot to what they call go rogue and started an Operation Underground Railroad, a nonprofit organization to help pull children out of really deep, dark places where they're being trafficked. And so it shows the story of a brother and sister who are about 6 and maybe 8 years old, which is now a very growing common age for children to be trafficked throughout the world. And just the story of them, you know, trying to be recovered. Yeah. And so it is a tough one to watch. Definitely not for children.
It's a heavy movie.
But if you've seen it and you... So here we go. Everybody should see it to have their eyes open to the great tragedy going on in the world. Yep. $150 billion industry.
Yeah. Thought it was a very good movie. It's just very hard to watch.
Yep.
But I do recommend it.
Go see it. Sound of Freedom.
Yep.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's been meeting with King Charles at Windsor Castle after meeting with the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at his official residence in London. Next for the president, a flight to Lithuania for the annual NATO summit.
There have been calls to let Ukraine join NATO, but the White House as well as German leaders are hesitant about that. President Biden told CNN Ukraine's not ready, while Berlin's reported to be concerned the move would antagonize Russia's Vladimir Putin. Jill, NATO. Fox News.
And Russian President Vladimir Putin met with the mercenary leader who announced then called off a march on Moscow.
We're told he met Yevgeny Prigozhin on June 29th, 5 days after the end of the Wagner Group's rebellion. According to the Kremlin, each side presented their view of events before and during the uprising. But we're also told the Wagner leadership pledged loyalty to Vladimir Putin.
Fox's Jonathan Savage on Wall Street. Stocks are up just a bit. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31. News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 79 right now. It is mostly cloudy in Pensacola today. A new report showing Century didn't do any of the required quality testing on their tap water for a whole year. The town's annual drinking water quality report was released. And in the report, they say, quote, "We failed to complete the required sampling for tap water, lead, and copper. Therefore, we were in violation of monitoring and reporting requirements." The report goes on to say, quote, "We are unable to tell you whether your health was at risk during that time. 40 samples were required to be taken over the year. The town took none of those samples." That report covered all of 2022. Right now, no word whether the required samples have been taken so far in 2023. The town also missed required monitoring of coliform for the EPA, and they were issued violation of the groundwater rule and total coliform rule by the EPA for that. That required testing, though, was submitted to the EPA January of this year. The Navy Blue Angels never fail to impress. That was no exception this weekend at the annual Red, White, and Blues air show on Pensacola Beach. Now, one of the Blue Angels' primary missions is recruiting.
Since I was really young, like since I first heard about them, I've really wanted to be one. But just a couple of years ago found out that they were part of the Navy. So since then, I've been set on joining the Navy.
And that young lady was one of tens of thousands of people at Pensacola Beach for that air show on Saturday. Escambia County investigators say they're looking into two fatal shootings over the weekend. One person was killed in a shooting at the Moorings Apartments on Old Spanish Trail and Olive Roads on Saturday, and deputies say the victim was dead when they arrived there. No other injuries were reported. A few hours later, a shooting was reported at the Chasers Bar and Liquor Store parking lot. Deputies say a car drove into the parking lot and started shooting. That led to an exchange of gunfire. Two people were shot and taken to the hospital, where one of them died from their injuries. A description of the suspect in that case has not been released, and there's no word whether there's any connection between the two incidents. A reminder for folks that need bulk items picked up with your garbage, you have to call ECUA now to schedule those pickups. That changed at the beginning of this month. If you've got a bulk waste pickup, you need to call ECUA by 2 o'clock the day before your regular garbage route. There's still no extra charge for those bulk waste pickups. Items that are eligible include furniture, small appliances, bicycles, grills, lawnmowers, big toys, as long as any lithium-ion batteries are removed, and also household electronics, including computer monitors, TVs, and also building debris, eligible for those pickups. Well, SpaceX had another successful launch over the weekend. They launched a Falcon 9 rocket last night at Cape Canaveral. That rocket carrying Starlink satellites. They say they're going to use those satellites to spread broadband internet around the world. It was the 46th mission this year for SpaceX. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Candy has a look at our traffic.
All right. And most everything is running fine right now. There is an accident on Highway 90 in Milton, but it doesn't look like a roadblock. This is 90 and Spears Street. We see another accident on Highway 29 right in front of the Walmart Supercenter on 29. Doesn't say east or westbound, but it's not blocking anything. And then Main Street and Jefferson Street and Palafox Street right at that intersection. Showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock this morning. If you have traffic tips, you can text them in at 437-1620. This is brought to you by Irish Spring. You can fill your your shower with a fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. You can pick up Irish Spring today. Hey, if you have traffic tips, again, text them in 437-1620. Stay tuned for the frivolous topic. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a 70% chance of rain. Partly cloudy skies otherwise with a high near 89. Overnight tonight, temperatures staying warm with a low near 74. For Tuesday, 70% chance of rain with a high near 91. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we have 79 in Pensacola. It is 80 in Gulf Breeze and 78 in Milton.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Your money now. The market's opening up this morning. The Dow up 78, 44, 33, 813, 32. The S&P 500 is up 658 at 440,477. The NASDAQ, though, down 407 at 13,656, 64. Our 10-year bond rate today down very slightly at 4.04%. And gold prices are down 520 at $1,927.30. Silver prices at $23.16. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen calling her visit to China constructive. She was on CBS's Face the Nation. Yellen says she and Chinese officials discussed the global economy and both countries' economies along with national concerns. Well, coming up in the business week ahead, we'll have readings on wholesale inventories and consumer credit. Those reports both due out today. Retail sales due tomorrow, along with the Home Builder Confidence Index. That'll be out on Wednesday. And Thursday, the jobless claims. The week will close out with the Import Price Index and consumer sentiment. Hollywood's biggest entertainment union is preparing now for a possible strike, but they're continuing their contract negotiations with the major studios. SAG-AFTRA and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers have reportedly made a little bit of headway in talks since both sides agreed to extend the deadline on a new film and TV contract to this coming Wednesday. Negotiations between the guild and the AMPTP got underway on June 7th. They're being closely watched in light of the Writers Guild of America strike that's now in its 68th day. It is 8:38. Our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. And I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but I'm Bobby Rossi, and Jenna Barr is joining me here as well. Your frivolous topic of the day. We've been talking all morning about Prime Energy drinks and how Chuck Schumer has called for the FDA to investigate Prime Energy because of the high caffeine content. Apparently has anywhere from double to six times the amount of caffeine as a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. And apparently, because it's the official drink of the UFC, and Logan Paul, the big YouTuber and boxer and WWE star, he promotes it and everything. So all the youngsters are drinking the Prime Energy drinks and are getting loaded up on the caffeine. So we were talking about Prime Energy all morning. What is your pick-me-up in the morning? What is your preferred pick-me-up? Is it an energy drink? If so, I'd like to know which one, because we've talked about it with David a little ago. Is it coffee? Is it, I just drink water? What is your preferred pick-me-up to get you going in the morning?
That's right. Text in 437-1620.
Mine is definitely energy drinks.
The FDA's like, don't drink that. He's like, it's definitely that.
I'm like, what should I not do? Okay, let me try that one. And my preferred one is Monster. It used to not be. It used to be Red Bull. But Monsters have come out with so many better flavors now. And my sister convinced me years ago to switch off of the high sugar content ones and go to the Ultra, which is like zero sugar type stuff. And so they have a lot of variety of flavors. So that's why I go that route. Now, David, I want to hear David's thing. Is David still... David, get connected to the... Put your headset on. I'm trying to talk to you. David, you shared a fascinating story earlier about your energy drink of choice. I want to hear it again. Go ahead.
So Rip It is my very favorite energy drink. And that's because when I was in the Army, it seems like a lifetime ago now, when I was in the Army, they used to have Rip It's at all the chow halls. So
is Rip It's, not Whippets.
Right, Rip It's, okay. Not Whippets.
Say Whippets to me later. I have a story. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, we used to, when we were getting ready to go out on mission or whatever, while we were deployed, we would go to the chow hall. We would load up on all of the Rip It's. They came in like little half cans, so you had to take twice as many, you know. But we'd fill our coolers with them. But to this day, whenever I find them they're usually at like dollar stores or something like that, because they're super cheap.
Yeah.
Hard to believe that, you know, the government would go with the cheaper version. But the flavor or whatever, it just takes me back, you know, to back, I guess, when I was in my prime. I don't know.
Right, there you go. Back when you're in the military. Yeah. We actually had another texter who said the same thing. He prefers Rip It's because of the same thing. Reminds him of being in Afghanistan.
It doesn't have to be just energy drinks. You can text in 437-1620. Yeah. Your drink in the morning. What gets you up in the morning? Somebody says here, crystal meth. Another person.
Come on.
Whiskey, 437-1620.
I didn't know Hunter Biden was a listener.
That's a different drug. Cocaine and crystal meth are separate drugs.
I'm sorry.
He's very duper over here.
I mixed up.
Somebody says here, water, very responsible. Another one, coffee. Coffee and listening to candy. 437-1620. Yeah, it's that the laughter will jolt you into existence. Our friend John Hutchinson, coffee and listening to candy. So, Candy, you are waking everybody up.
Aw. Some John Hutchinson.
Scripture and coffee. I like that. I like that as well. Somebody else says a black coffee and a glass of OJ. So text in 437-1620. What is NOS energy drink?
NOS.
NOS. It's another kind of energy drink.
All right.
It is delicious.
It's okay. I don't like it.
It's okay.
She likes it. I mean, that's why it still sells, because some people like it. I think it's bland.
If the Monster's not available, I'll grab a NOS.
There you go.
Yeah.
NOS is like, you know, nitrous oxide for like when you're Fast and Furious, your cars, you get your boost.
Also
your
whip
nitrous
it.
Boost. What's that?
Hold on.
Oh, I thought David was going to say something.
Oh, no.
NOS.
No, NOS is okay. I've had NOS a few times.
He likes NOS too. All right.
Yeah. Somebody else says Celsius.
Oh, yeah.
The liquid starter. Somebody else says 5-hour energy drink.
Oh, yeah. Simple and just a quick shot. Yeah.
Yep. Let's see. Black coffee, black coffee, black rifle coffee, energy drink. There's a lot of that. I'm not really sure with that. Candy, what's yours?
That next text made me laugh. I like Monster drinks. And I do the sugar-free too, because Darren is a diabetic. So anytime I bring in a soda, is there sugar in that? It's like, what do you care, dude? You can read, but anyway. So no, we keep sugar-free drinks.
Text, I know, because marriage. At, okay, yeah. I don't like Bobby anymore.
Because NOS is best. NOS is not bad. It is not bad. I like them all, but I do. I prefer the sugar-free. Monster drinks.
All right. Jenna, what is your preferred pick-me-up?
Okay.
Get ready.
So I just feel like everybody needs to look up. It's called, you know, nutrition. And just energy drinks
aren't really good for you. I explained to you. There's B vitamins in energy drinks.
And I used to be a coffee drinker.
Bobby's right.
But it's also got too much caffeine, and caffeine can have heartburn. So, okay, in saying that, you know I'm about to just get totally eviscerated.
Just say it.
Okay, so I like celery juice with lemon.
Oh, my goodness.
I had mine at 4 o'clock this morning before I came.
Oh, gosh.
And yeah, now I'm drinking.
Anybody else getting sick to their stomach listening to this? Is this just me?
It's delicious and it's good for you.
You're not going to convince me that celery juice is delicious.
It is so good. I'm telling you, once you
You better carbonate that sucker and put some sugar in it.
Why would you carbonate vegetables? That's even more disgusting.
Why wouldn't you?
And sometimes I throw an apple in it, but yeah, it's so invigorating and invigorates your body. It's good for your liver, your gallbladder, your digestive system. It cleanses you.
What? Monster cleanses me.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you it doesn't have the same effect.
I don't know.
Celery juice.
All I know is
celery juice with lemon.
When I got the
whole lemon.
How does one juice a celery?
Yeah, actually I do want to know
question,
that too.
Jenna Barr.
Yeah.
So they have these tiny nipples.
Oh boy. All right.
The celery's do?
Let's get traffic on the fives real quick.
This was such a cool last day in radio for me. I can't tell you. I got to end it with all of my friends. That's Nito Skeeto. As we take a look, turn their mics off. Taking a look around, it looks like the accident downtown at Jefferson and Main Street has been cleared, moved on to the side. Accident on Highway 29 in front of the Walmart Supercenter looks like it's been moved off to the side too. Highway 90, accident in Milton at 90 in Spears. But that also does not look like a roadblock. And aside from that, it's clear from Milton into Pace, into Pea Ridge, into Pensacola. And it's traffic on the fives. If you have traffic tips or other smart celery comments, please text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Okay, back to you guys.
Yeah, sure enough, we do have some responses to this. Now, one says celery juice with lemon. I love it. Another one says celery juice with lemon. Just had to pull my vehicle over to the side and throw up. I'm with you 100%. And Candy was just joking about this being the last day on radio. Another one, celery and sugar
unless
water.
Unless we get kicked off the air.
Probably gag a maggot. Yes. A maggot would even be like, no, thank you. I totally agree with you as well. Thank you very much. Oh, we have such smart listeners.
Celery nipples.
Celery doesn't have nipples, though. You just cram it through a juicer. I'm telling you. It's the best.
Cram it through the juicer. That's what you do. You cram it through the juicer.
Monster drinks.
Exactly. I cram it through
the juicer.
Exactly. Comes out the other end pretty quickly. Let's go to... I do want to say this one. Coffee seems a lot.
Lots of coffee.
And then good morning. We start our mornings with coffee and your morning show. Well, this would be, of course, with Andrew McKay.
Well, I apologize for the N-I-P-P-L-E.
I can't spell
that
fast.
I don't think we got any complaints about that. Just the taste of celery.
Yeah, the taste of celery, I think, is what more people are upset about.
I'm going to bring my juicer in, and I'm going to set up a juicing area, and I'm going to make you all drink it, and you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Get set for disappointment.
Exactly. All right. You're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Jenna Barr, Candy, and David here trying to keep the ship straight right here. But when we come back, we do have to, what do we have? There was something else I wanted to talk about. Oh, Harry Styles. Harry Styles in the news for something that happened over the weekend. We'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 92.3.
Summertime is here, and with it comes the beautiful summer weather. Hey, it's Brent Lane with Fishbine Orthodontics. I'm excited to share some hot summer savings. Fishbine Orthodontics is offering a special summertime deal, a low down payment of just $149 for braces or Invisalign. Come see Fishbine at 8 convenient locations. Go to the website at fishortho.com to book your consultation. That's fishortho.com to begin your journey to a beautiful smile today.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started?
Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Football season is fast approaching, and football fans are some of the most loyal fans you can find. We have all the games that the football fanatics will be hearing this season. Put your business in front of all of these consumers. Support the teams and fans like the Florida State Seminoles, UWF Argo football team, the Friday night tradition of high school football, as well as the top NCAA and NFL football games all season long. Jump into the season and make your business score with our very affordable packages. Call us today at 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
We did have quite a few people. So, The frivolous topic today was, what is your pick-me-up? And it was by far black coffee or like some sort of coffee or an energy drink of some sort. But then we had some that were just like water. Water and a good breakfast. And then we have Jenna over here, Crunchy Jenna, who's all like, celery juice with lemon. And you got to sing to the birds outside your window.
Yes, actually. So I drink it while I'm barefoot in the grass.
I'm sure. So you could probably ground yourself.
Yeah, I'm grounding to the earth and its energy.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. So
my neighbors really love me.
Yeah. Do you do yoga in your front yard too?
I stretch a little. I like to breathe. I do it on the balcony.
With your celery juice?
Or on the, yes, it's a big green.
Do you have a metal straw or a plastic straw or a paper straw?
No, metal.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. Just clarifying.
Okay, well, describe Jenna, though, for people that haven't seen her. She looks like a model. You do, because you modeled, I'm sure, also. But
yeah.
Yeah, you walk in beauty like the night. Like, no, I could see where celery juice
Jenna looks like she's,
is better than Dr. Pepper.
But I gotta say, Jenna looks like she's 16, right?
Yes.
16, 17 years old.
And you're being generous.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm being generous.
I'm not being nice. No. So I could see where all the healthy stuff clearly works.
It must
I
work.
I appreciate it.
The rest of us are like bacon and eggs.
But to be fair, though, you look like you
bacon eggs.
Do healthy stuff, too. So
I don't do healthy stuff. Bacon and eggs. Bacon and eggs.
Ron Swanson.
Yeah.
I said all
Except
the
I
eggs.
Shaved my beard
I
off.
Fear you heard some of the eggs. What I meant was
no,
all the
eggs. All the eggs. All the bacon. I have that poster, by the way. I bought it. Yes, it's a poster of
it's
Ron Swanson.
Show.
So as crunchy as I am, I love to eat, too. And yeah. I will go haywire on
Actually,
some
Actually, there's
bacon
sometimes
and eggs.
Jenna eats more than me.
Oh, yeah. He's like... Yeah,
I'm like,
will
you
please
stop?
Like,
that's exactly.
And I get me, and I'm like, just shut up. I'm trying to eat now.
Yeah, she gets hangry. Harry Styles had something thrown at him on stage. Apparently, this is the new trend now.
Yeah, he's the next celebrity to take the bullet.
This is the new trend from the youngsters, throwing stuff at celebrities on stage. And I don't know if you saw Adele last week. She was in Vegas for her show, and she went on stage. Adele. Okay, she goes on stage, and before the concert started, she said, if any of y'all throw something at me, I will kill you. Adele! I'm like, I would actually like to see her attempt that.
She's gotten very spicy.
That's very spicy.
She's very...
She lost 20 pounds, and all of a sudden, she's a bad bitch. Hello? Okay. Celery juice.
Celery nipples.
Oh, my goodness.
I will just say, divorce served her well. Whatever happened, it served her well.
She's fighting now. She's a little fighter.
She's going.
She's a little fighter. I was surprised by that one. I was like, not as surprised as Candy's comment, though. That was a little surprising right there. Thoughts real quick on Blue Angels. So over the weekend, in case you missed the Blue Angels show for Saturday... It was kind of disappointing because the highlight, of course, besides the Blue Angels, was the Red Bull helicopter on Friday. Oh my goodness, it was absolutely stunning to watch this helicopter do barrel rolls and flips and all this stuff. It was astounding to me, and they wasn't able to fly on Saturday. And then the Blues go out, and it's like for a moment the clouds all cleared up, and it was a high show, and it was going to be fantastic.
It was.
And then all of a sudden, dark clouds started to roll in.
It was very, very ominous.
And it just abruptly ended. All of a sudden, the planes all flew away.
Who got the emergency alert system test? Or the alert, not
oh, like
test,
later?
The text, excuse
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah.
That was like, if you went to the Pensacola Beach Air Show, find shelter
it's
now.
It's like, find shelter. Yeah.
Yeah, lightning in the area. I mean, and people. The
talking about 35,000 people like, let's all storm. Like, where are you going to go?
Where are they going to go? I mean, their cars, I guess, back to their hotels. So there's places. But then you just had the people who were like, nothing. Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Ain't nothing gonna hold me down. They were just going back to Alvin's and like heading back to Flounders for another one of those like massive.
I got the text alert. I was in a condo at a friend's and I got the text alert. I literally watched people. The text alert happens. It's echoing everywhere because everybody's phones are going off.
I heard it
on
all
the
over
beach.
In the cars. Yep.
And I literally saw people running into the water.
Oh, yeah.
That was their shelter. That was their shelter. Oh, I gotta get shelter? I'm going in the water.
It's a really bad idea.
It's a bad idea. But, you know, they had a lot to drink all day long. Candy, let's get traffic on the fives.
Oh, now I get traffic on the fives. Okay. No, at Highway 9 clear from Milton into Pea Ridge into Pace into Pensacola. Not showing any problems on Avalon. And Mobile Highway, Pine Forest, North Blue Angel Parkway, also free of accidents. If you have traffic tips, you can text them in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And so, you know, If it wasn't for something else, the highlight of the Blue Angels weekend would have been like the memorable part would have been, oh, it had to end early on Saturday because a storm rolled in. But instead, what happened was there was an accident that happened like before the show even ended. An accident happened on Bob Sykes Bridge that caused it so that there was only one lane available, both to and from, and which basically meant there was no traffic. Like, it just complete standstill. Just a nightmare. And so you ended up having people like go, you know what? Hey, we're going to be stuck in traffic for this long. Might as well just go to the bar and go get something to drink, go get something to eat, whatever. And so like 2 hours later, when they get done eating, they're like, all right, traffic should be free now. Well, it was. So basically what happened is like the normal congestion of traffic to leave the island was like 2 hours delayed. So that caused, you know, another two-hour delay. It was crazy. So you have some people like Jenna, who was in her vehicle stuck for a very long time.
4 hours.
So did you just stay in the vehicle the whole time? Did you get out and pee on the tire every now and then?
Nope. Got out, walked around, had a couple of hissy fits, recovered, ate all the snacks in the car.
Oh, at least you had snacks.
Yeah, snacks.
You know that there were some people that had nothing.
And then they ran out of gas. There were some people who ran out of gas. Because they weren't prepared. You know, people got there on fumes.
Yeah, got there on fumes, and then all of a sudden you're stuck in traffic. Yeah, that was terrible. That was a bad one. So, and then you get so that was one of the more memorable parts of the Blue Angels show was the traffic to leave the island.
And people were driving like crazy, I will say. So my husband texted or called and was like, I feel like I barely made it home alive because people were zipping in and out of lanes on Highway 98 and throughout the 3 mile bridge. And he rode his bike to the air show. Mm. And so people were just like, they were just eager to get home. So I kind of feel like for a while there, I was just safe. A lot of us were safe, but then
as
I felt...
As you're not near him, yeah.
Yep.
Near other people. Now, the other thing is that the sheriffs reported that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all of the parking lots filled up faster than they've ever filled up before.
Mm-hmm.
What time did you
right.
say on Candy?
4:30 Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. 4:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. the lots were full?
Yeah, that's when we have to broadcast, all of us, as we know, like you want to get out there early. We would always get out there in the 4 o'clock hour, and there was always still parking in the 4 o'clock hour, not... Saturday.
Nope.
Crazy.
No, 4:39, they were shut it down.
So looking at the ThreatNet radar, by the way, 79 degrees right now in the Pensacola area and still 40% chance of rain throughout the day. And we're going to have thunderstorms pretty much all week long. So just be prepared for that.
Have a great day.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3.